Today is Friday, the 26th of September, in the 25th week of Ordinary Time. Eliza King sings, "Poor in Spirit." How does this song speak to you today? Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Jesus, they will have you.
Once, when Jesus was praying alone, with only the disciples near him, he asked them, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" They answered, "John the Baptist, but others, Elijah, and still others, that one of the ancient prophets has arisen." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered, "The Messiah of God." He sternly ordered and commanded them not to tell anyone, saying, "The Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised."
If Jesus is the Christ, the anointed one of God, then neither Caesar, nor Herod, nor the chief priests are. If Jesus is, then they are not. If Jesus is proclaiming one God whose kingdom is justice, peace, and compassion, then the emperor is not a god, and Rome's oppressive kingdom is illegitimate. Do you sense the political implications of calling Jesus the Christ? Rome didn't crucify nice guys. It crucified political revolutionaries. If they were non-violent, perhaps they were an even greater threat to Rome. Have we lost the political significance of what it means to call Jesus the Christ and to really follow him? Have we reduced Christianity to a safe religion that has no critique of violence or misuse of wealth or oppressive power? Jesus asks you, who do you say that I am? How do you answer? As Jesus explains the significance of being the Christ, can you sense the atmosphere amongst the disciples?
Once, when Jesus was praying alone, with only the disciples near him, he asked them, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" They answered, "John the Baptist," but others, "Elijah," and still others, that one of the ancient prophets has arisen. He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered, "The Messiah of God." He sternly ordered and commanded them not to tell anyone, saying, "The Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised."
Jesus is killed, and Jesus rises again. His person and message are vindicated by God. How is the risen Jesus inviting you to follow him in your time and place. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.